Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you.
And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you are listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, where we try to talk about the things that y'all never really knew actually happened in real life, because if you're watching real estate on TV, things do not tend to go all smooth and perfect and boring in 30 minutes. There's not much boring about this business. So today, I've got a very special guest for you who is in Minnesota and who used to do real estate all the time, and now he does a different angle of real estate, but I'll let him tell you about that. Mark Allen, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Lee. Thank you for welcoming me. Yes, I'm Mark Allen, and I've had the good fortune to work in a lot of different aspects of the real estate world. Currently, I work for a company called Move, Inc. We provide real estate software products for real estate agents and brokers, and we also operate the website Realtor.com. And my current role is working closely with associations and MLSs to make certain we get the data feeds we're needing, and we provide brokers and agents access to a number of free products that help them to more effectively serve their consumers. But back in the day, my second career in real estate, I'm now on my fifth career. My second career in real estate was actually as a real estate agent. Coming out of college, I got right into the real estate agent business. I often introduce myself as an SOB, which means I'm a son of a broker. And so real estate has been in my blood for a very long time, most of my life.
That happens to a lot of us. It's like you just can't get away from this business once you get sucked in one way or the other.
You step on that slippery slope and you're there forever. It's an interesting note. When I went to college, I was looking for anything to do but real estate because I wanted to blaze my own trails. So by some definitions, relative to that goal, I'm an abject failure, and I'm fortunate for it because it has been truly a most wonderful career for me over all these years. And getting into the real estate business as an agent, it's very much a learn-as-you-go business, you know, other than you have mentors that are helping you, guide you along your way. And I was young and finding my way, and there were a couple other young agents who started around the same time. One of them was going to hold an open house for one of the senior agents on one of their listings. And so he set off that Sunday afternoon for the address on Red Circle Drive. Beautiful day, got all his signs set up so he could direct traffic in there. There was an ad in the newspaper, which is what they did in those days. And he got the sign set up and got up to the house, and the sellers weren't there, but they left the door open for him. And he held an open house there for 2.5 hours and actually had a fair amount of traffic and some buyers that were keenly interested. And just as he was getting ready to close up shop, the sellers came home and they seemed to be quite irate and wanted to know what in the hell he was doing there. He explained that they had agreed to have an open house that day so they could market the home to buyers. And the sellers told them that their house was not for sale had not meant to be for sale, and realized that he was not supposed to be at Red Circle South, which was a moon-shaped road, but he was supposed to be at Red Circle North, which is just two blocks down at the other end of the road.
So wait a minute. So you're saying that by sheer accident, he wandered into an unlocked, incorrect house to have an open house that wasn't for sale?
With a parade of probably about 20 buyers that went through. That's exactly what happened.
How do you recover from that?
Well, as I indicated, he had some people that were highly interested and wanted to make an offer, and he ended up selling the house.
So he sold the house he didn't have listed?
Yes, he did. The people were keenly interested and offered a price that those homeowners had not anticipated or thought about, and it was attractive enough, and they had given some thought to moving over the last couple of years, that they decided fate was telling them something, and they went ahead and sold their house.
I guess y'all say fate in Minnesota. We would say the Lord was talking to you in North Carolina. You know, we would say that was divine intervention, I guess.
It certainly was.
So did he lose the listing for the irate people? Well, no, the irate people sold the house. What happened to the house he was supposed to have held open?
Well, they were not overly pleased that their house was not held open. The listing agent was able to recover from that, explaining the failures relative to the agent who mistakenly went to the wrong house.
There's so many things that happen in this business that you can't plan for if you are a linear thinking person.
Because isn't that the
truth?
Nothing
about this story that's linear.
There's the real estate business, especially on the brokerage side of it, is a very fluid environment where the only thing that you can count on is what you think is going to happen. Not all of that is going to happen.
And, you know, I'll point this out. If you're a consumer who's listening to this episode, the interesting part is that it's estimated that 35% of the U.S. population is linear thinking in the way of engineers and accountants, but there's very few realtors who survive with that personality. So there's really often a disconnect because it's just not how our job goes and how we process things, but there's consumers that do process that way. And if you are that consumer and this happens to you, we have to beg you for a little bit of grace and mercy because the crazy stuff just keeps happening.
All of the time. I ended up one time as a realtor, I got called to show a house we had about 10 miles outside of town, and I picked up the person. They were at the shopping mall and drove them out to the house, and as I was grabbing my stuff from the back seat, the buyer got out of the car, and as I grabbed my equipment and stood up, I saw him getting in another car and drove off. So that particular day, I happened to be an unintended Uber driver for someone.
Before Uber came along, Mark, you missed your moment. You could have started this whole industry.
I should have seen the future, and the light bulb should have come on, and I should have started a new business.
Well, let's think about this for a minute. So, you know, Uber is the share economy. This agent who held the wrong house open, he was almost share economy house things.
Yes, he was. And maybe that's another form of future business, is not whose houses are for sale, but whose houses might be for sale if the right opportunity arose.
Well, since Siri is spying on us at every opportunity, you got to be careful what you say. If you tell your spouse you think you might be interested, maybe she knew.
You know, you mentioned linear thinking. My father was an extremely successful real estate agent, and as was my mother. And I had a very successful career for more than 10 years as an agent. My dad was very much a linear thinker to the extreme. My mother was not. I was not. So there's all sorts of personality types that can find success in the real estate arena.
Sounds like he might have been alone in the house, too.
Well, he did have a sense of humor, so that was helpful. Although he more than one time questioned whether or not I was his son.
That's okay. He probably did the same thing. So I will bring something up that I think is interesting now that we've processed the idea of selling the wrong house. You work for Move, who owns Realtor.com, but Move is not owned by the National Association of Realtors, correct?
Correct. Move was a publicly traded company on Wall Street that about a little more than 2 years ago was purchased and is now a subsidiary of News Corp, which is a very large international media company.
Yeah, Mr. Murdoch's pretty daggum cool.
Oh, he's a very smart businessman, that's for certain. And they had already owned real estate-related websites in other countries overseas, and certainly Realtor.com fit in very well with their business plan. And it's provided for a lot more international exposure on Realtor.com because it's tied in with websites that they own in China, in India, in Europe, which is the largest markets that are sending home buyers to the United States.
I point that out because there are still a lot of realtors out there who mistakenly think that Realtor.com is owned by the Association of Dues-Paying Members, and it's not. And as consumers, I know that y'all get frustrated because other websites tend to have a lot of inaccurate information, but Realtor.com has become definitely a more reliable resource if you're a consumer out driving around and you want to know if something's actually for sale or is just a ghost listing on a website. So if you're not wanting to go to the open house of the house that's not for sale, then you should probably check on Realtor.com before you walk into that open house, right, Mark? Isn't there an opportunity here to use technology to check things out?
Amen, sister. You are preaching my message. It's without question, Realtor.com has the most current and accurate source of homes for sale. We are privileged because we have such a close working relationship with MLSs, and we don't allow submissions of listings from other sources for the most part. And so that means our information is accurate. And consumers, when they see homes for sale there, unless they just received a purchase agreement that day, can know that that particular house is available for purchase if they have interest in it. So we are not owned by NAR. None of the dollars that we spent are coming from realtors' dues dollars. NAR essentially owns the URL, realtor.com, and they have licensed the operation of that URL to Move Incorporated. And because our arena is technology and we know how to do that, NAR's area of specialty is realtors and helping them be successful in their business. So it's been a great partnership between the two entities.
And just so everybody knows, Realtor.com did not pay me for this opportunity. It's not intended to be a commercial. And actually, I do advertise on Realtor.com because it's a good thing to do for my clients. And it's just a piece of interesting information that I think is important to let people know about, because there's tons of resources out there, not all of which are created equal. So with that being said, Mark, if anybody has questions about Move Inc. or Realtor.com, or if they need you to hook them up with somebody you know that's awesome up in Minnesota, how can they reach you?
My work email is mark, M-A-R-K, dot Allen, A-L-L-E-N, at Move, M-O-V-E, dot com.
And I will include Mark's contact information in the show notes for this episode if you happen to be listening to this while you're strolling beachside, or if you are driving down the road on the way somewhere and being responsible by not writing while you're driving. Mark, thank you so much for appearing on the podcast. I appreciate all you do in the industry.
Well, Lee, I think they're all spinning dizzily because they're lost in the wash of your Southern accent against my Minnesota accent.
Well, I do use it to its full and fabulous advantage. And by the way, if anybody is listening to this episode and you're a realtor, inspector, investor, lender, broker, or a consumer with your own story about something crazy you've seen in real estate, shoot me some kind of a message, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, or email, and I'll be glad to feature you on the podcast. And I will see you guys on the next episode.
Thanks, Lee.
For joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit crazyshitinrealestate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.